Joining me in the studio once again is author and psychologist Marnie. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It is good to have you in again. Now, today we are going to be talking about bed brain. So when your brain won't stop talking before bed, I reckon everyone is going to go, yes, that's me. They've just turned the volume up. You know the feeling. You're lying in bed at night, exhausted after a long day, and just can't wait for a long sleep. But it seems your brain has other ideas. Bed brain, tell us more.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, we can all relate, can't we?
Oh, we can. And it's not a psychological term or a psychological condition. It's something I made up. But
well, this is, okay, so this is the Marnie
terminology. This is the Marnie terminology. Okay. There's lots of those.
It's very clever, though. It's so simple.
It is, you know what?
Bed brain.
Oh, so many, and this is, anyone I see as a client will always, particularly when they've got anxiety or just a very stressed, busy life, will always say to me, yeah, I'm busy during the day, getting stuff done. Then, man, I'm absolutely shattered at night, just absolutely exhausted. Finally, switch everything off, have a bit of a read, go to bed. The minute my head hits the pillow, the monkey mind. I didn't make that up. There's a psychological term. It's a chitter-chatter.
You know,
the brain going over the day's events, predicting what could happen tomorrow.
Why is that?
Yeah.
It's an interesting thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why does it happen right at that moment?
Because there's your spare time, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you've literally stopped.
You've stopped.
Yeah.
And really, in today's modern, very fast-paced world, not many of us stop.
True.
You know, I'm sure you don't even like the dead air, do you?
No.
No. Yeah, but we fill in the gaps of the day.
Yeah,
and, so the minute the head hits the pillow, suddenly you're in the dark, aren't you? And there's no more sounds going. So your brain's not tuning in with all its senses to everything that's going on in the day. And it has a chance to go internal. We have a chance to go inwards.
Mm.
And that's where your brain, as it goes into kind of a, into that kind of lead into sleep, the brain waves start slowing down, but the chitter chatter starts. So there's no stimulation coming in from the external environment. So then your brain starts using what the time is to think about all the things that went on in the day, you know, the silly conversations you had, the bills you've got to pay, all those sorts of things. So anything from the past and also anything from the future, because in the moment, the present isn't stimulating you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it different? Does it last longer for different people? Do you think, like, does that chitter chatter as we've spoken about, can that go on for longer periods of time than for others? Like, is it different? Like, is it different components for everyone?
Yeah. So I would say if you've got a very stressed, mindset as a result of things that are going on in your life, or you have anxiety, for whatever reason, you'll find that your brain will chitter-chatter more when you go to bed. And it can be extremely uncomfortable. So what I often say to people is, you know, if your head hits the pillow and you're still chitter-chattering away 5 minutes into it, you need to turn on your light and start reading.
Really?
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just giving your brain more things to think about. You know, it's almost like you start having a conversation in your head. And then if your emotions kind of attach to that, so you start getting angry or you start getting worried or you start getting more anxious, then your brain starts releasing all these chemicals that actually makes you stay up longer. So you're better off just getting up and just becoming more tired.
That's really fascinating. So it's almost like you are kind of breaking that cycle, that pattern.
Yeah.
So even turning the light on, like turn the light on and read.
Yeah, just turn on the light, read a book. I would say try not to get on your devices and things.
Avoid those.
Yeah. So that would be the best thing to do. And then if not, go into another room and sit and watch some TV with all your lights off in your house. So it's just very low lit house.
Yeah, okay.
And then start that bedtime routine again, because otherwise if you're laying in your bed, you're actually training your brain to kind of go, oh, this is the place I think.
Right.
So you're better off keeping it out of the bedroom. Otherwise your brain starts, it's almost like giving your little kids toys before they go to bed.
Oh,
you don't want to train them doing that, don't you?
Sure.
So sleeping is a learnt behaviour. So you've got to make your sleeping environment conducive to sleep and don't train it to be the place that you think about all the world's problems as you go to bed.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like a reset.
Yeah.
You've literally light on, potentially get out, go to another room, and then I'm going to start going to bed again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is so with I'm just thinking about so is a shorter solid sleep thinking if you did that right.
Yep.
So light goes on, you get up, go to another room.
Yep.
You might read for an hour. I'm tired now. Come back to bed, and then you are going to get a better sleep.
Yeah.
Is that a whole lot better than staying in bed, not getting up, and getting this interrupted sleep all the way through?
Yeah. Yes.
Like
yes,
an 8-hour interruption versus a 4 or 5 hour solid.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah. I always say to people, go to bed or always have a think about what time you have to get up in the morning. So get up at the same time every morning.
You've mentioned that before. Yeah.
And then only go to bed when your eyes are completely tired. And the minute you go to bed then, so you can reset your circadian rhythm. So always get up at the same time and only go to bed when your eyes are tired. Put your head on the pillow. If you're not asleep within 5 minutes, get up, do something else or just read. And then when your eyes are tired, you're better off just going to bed when you're shattered. And that means sometimes, you might for a little while only get 5 hours sleep. That's more solid. But over time, with the sleep depth that builds up, you might find that over time your eyes will get tired earlier. And it will reset to an earlier time that you will fall asleep.
Interesting. Yeah. So you keep to the routine with the getting up time.
Yes.
I know you mentioned that before.
Yes.
To the point that you don't need the alarm. I know we've spoken about that before.
Remember, you can reset it yourself. Your circadian rhythm.
Yes.
Reset it.
Yep. But the going to bed time can be different day to day.
Yes. But it will reset and you'll find. And it might take a couple of weeks. So it might be a little bit weird. And then, but after a couple of weeks, it'll probably be generally you will fall asleep at the same time.
That's really fascinating because I think I would probably go to bed by the clock.
Yeah.
By the time. Oh, hang on. It's, you know, whatever, 10 o'clock. Yep, yeah. I should be in bed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than how I'm feeling. And there's been nights where I go, I should feel, I'm quite wide awake.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still go to bed.
Yeah.
But then it might take you longer. So, so you're saying not so much by the clock to go to bed.
Yeah.
And then that'll kind of adjust itself.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't want you out partying way past 10 o'clock. I'd rather you still be in your wind down phase.
Of course, before you actually get into bed.
I don't want
bed.
You out nightclubbing then because that's going to be very disruptive.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So over time, you reckon a couple of weeks and your body would kind of get it.
Yeah, it'll reset again. Okay. Yeah. But what people do is they kind of panic and then they kind of go, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I should be in bed. And then they go and, you know, kind of mucking it up. So just... Again, we always come back to that self-awareness. Notice when you're tired.
Yeah.
Because your body and your brain are whispering things to you all the time. And often we ignore it. So, only go to bed when your eyes are tired and see what happens. Use it as a bit of an experiment. See what happens over time. And you'll find that you'll quite naturally have a bedtime that will just easily kind of unconsciously switch on for you.
Very interesting. Marnie, we are out of time once again.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mike.